We've been still working with the county and our local residents as far as the cleanup goes. We want to try to get the word out to people who have been getting that household hazardous waste cleanup completed, that the contractors that are doing that work will leave a completed sign at their residence. And if they can bring that sign in here to us, we can get them a certificate letter to have for them to have on record for insurance or rebuilding or purposes like that. So we're still working on that, those HHW pieces of the cleanup, as well as the county recently was able to get the ash and trash right of entry forms completed and ready to get out to people. We can help people in here at the office if they need a little assistance with that. They just need to bring their insurance declaration page. We've had a little bit of, what the ash and trash does is it allows contractors paid for by both FEMA and the state of Oregon to come in and do all that cleanup work within that ash circle that the HHW didn't complete. And it pays for it, which is pretty spendy. And it takes care of even smaller amounts of asbestos that wasn't picked up in HHW. So we're trying to help people get signed up for that. And they just need to bring their, like I said, insurance declaration page. There's a little confusion. People are concerned that the insurance will get, the FEMA or whoever will go after their insurance payout. But that's only, it's just a kind of a, they're trying to make sure there's no duplication of services. They want to make sure that if you have an insurance writer specifically stating that they'll do the cleanup, then they would go after that insurance, but only so that, you know, you're not getting kind of paid out twice. But anyway, so we're working on that cleanup still aspect for the county and the state, getting that taken care of with FEMA. And we have developed into the long-term recovery group for our area. And so we've just been busy with a lot of those things.
Yeah, obviously this is going to go in different phases, and it sounds like it's very important that people follow all the steps that you and the county and others and FEMA have outlined to do everything in the right order so that they can speed up the potential for rebuilding on their property if they choose to do so.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of people, I believe, are in the process of it. And again, you know, it's like getting through that initial HHW cleanup and then moving on to the ash and trash. And then, of course, we're coming up to winter. So, you know, it's kind of a matter of watching the geological stability of the property and that sort of thing. But yeah, what we're trying to make ourselves available as, like I said, that long-term recovery group to help get people through that process from where they're at now back to their, what they call new normal, as close as they were before the fire. Just offering assistance in pretty much every aspect we can. We've got some, one example is we've got counseling sessions kind of set up to here in our area at the old middle school campus, starting on the 17th of November from 5 to 6:30, just kind of some grief counseling available for those people who are affected by the fire. I think it's going to be offered for about 6 weeks. So that's one thing that we try to put together for people. There is going to be, before I forget too, an insurance town hall meeting coming up at the community building on November 14th at 1 o'clock for people who have questions about trying to work through the insurance process. And so we also have put some little kiosks out around the community, several areas, the Idlewild store, the Idlewild post office and Glide post office, the Adam, the 138 Grill, that we're going to be putting weekly newsletters in for weekly updates for where people can get more information.
Does it feel like a lot of the folks who lost their homes or significant parts of their property out there are a lot of people trying to stay out there somewhere temporarily in RVs or things like that? Or are folks getting more spread out in other areas of the Umpqua Valley and beyond?
Well, they have been spread out, but I believe, you know, for the most part, it sounds like a lot of them would like to get back to Glide. And as we talked about before, there hasn't really been very much availability, but we are now in the process of working with some local partners to try to get a portion of the old mill site here in Glide converted into a temporary RV park so that we can bring some of those people back to the area so that they can be more local during their rebuilding process.
And obviously being close by would help just logistically. If you're a few miles away, that's a lot better than being a half hour away as you're trying to work through all these projects on your property.
Oh, right, for sure. Because, well, even from here, right in Glide, it's still, you know, a little bit of a trip up the river, especially if they're still working on, you know, tree cutting and they've got flaggers and pilot cars and that sort of thing. But, yeah, we have people out in Dillard and Myrtle Creek and basically spread all over the place. And for those with kids, to be able to get them back into the Glide area for school and for those that, like I said, are rebuilding, just being able to have that a little bit quicker access to get to their homes. I'm not sure what once the rains really come this winter, there are people staying on their properties in trailers, I believe, but I'm not sure what's going to happen, you know, through the winter, depending on the type of weather we get and how their property responds to that.
As you're at the former Glide Middle School, what are some of the things that are happening there on a daily basis?
So in the old middle school gym, the FEMA group is set up still, but this is their last week there. So they're still helping and answering questions in that part of the campus as far as the FEMA questions specifically. We, as Glide Revitalization, are set up in the old classroom building. And so people who were affected by the fire could come in and see us. In fact, we've actually converted people's names, files that we've already started into specific case numbers, and we're starting a new lanyard system again where if you're coming in and we're helping you with any kind of services, you have a lanyard, and that just kind of helps verify for those people who go anywhere else to say, hey, we've been checked out, you know, we've been vetted, we're affected by the fire. And then, you know, we have people coming in that, you know, are looking for maybe furniture or just different items, or maybe still looking for a place to stay, and we're trying to match them up with, you know, trailers or figuring out places to put manufactured homes. We're having meetings all of the time with the FEMA VAL program so that we can work on our resources and get the training that we need to best help people. We're actually kind of in the market for a construction estimator who would be able to join our group and help with getting back to these people's properties. And, you know, basically what a construction estimator sounds like, trying to estimate what it's going to take to get, you know, a home repaired or rebuilt and that sort of thing. So we're getting our organizational structure dialed in, and we're up and operating, and we're still, you know, filling birth certificate and vital record requests for people who lost that. We're getting them directed to the services that they need, and case management, basically.
All right, Abby Malik, a lot going on. Glide Revitalization wanted to give you an update. Abby, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
842 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.